This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here as well. And the weather is rolling in. So, folks, batten down the hatches here, right? Here we go. Manny, you ready to answer some phone calls today?
Sure.
You good to go? Got some great Christmas music ready to roll here on the program?
Sure.
Okay. Rev, everything good? Very good. Good, good, good. How about you, our fine listeners? We love you. Merry Christmas. Any of you tune in last night on Point of View? Give me a little report card on how I did. Conversation with Tom Campbell, who is a state senator from Grafton. Candidate for Congress. He's watching anxiously to see what happens with the Trump administration's decision on Heidi Heitkamp, which would put Kevin Cramer as a candidate for Senate and Tom Campbell as a candidate for House. He's boldly saying, I'm in. I'm going to do this. Also had a conversation with Senator Jim Roars. Just knocked off George Sinner in the state legislature. And, you know, it's interesting because they're, as I said last night, it's sort of to me like the Trump and Burgum effect. It is business leaders. Those two have solid business chops. Been there, done that. Both of them would not need to do what they're doing, right? They've accomplished enough where they could retire. They could be down in Florida. They could be in Arizona. They could be warmer climate. What are they doing? They're going to the state legislature. Grueling, 80 days of legislative business every other year and all the committees in the interim and in between, and legislators work hard. They really do. I've seen it myself up front. This is not some cushy cocktail party deal. There's a lot of work to be done in that at that time frame. And when, in my mind, when folks that are in the business world that could be rolling up their sleeves and creating things and generating wealth for themselves or their families say, I'm going to go instead serve my community, my district, my town, my county, my state. Same could be said of Doug Burgum. Same could be said of Donald Trump. It is the Burgum-Trump effect. And I think it's sorely needed in politics, in government, myself. So I love seeing it. So we talked about that a little bit. I did a Christmas commentary as well. And I'm going to share that Christmas commentary today. I know a lot of folks will be heading out tomorrow. It'll be crazy hustle bustle. So I want to give you my Christmas greeting today. It's just a couple of minutes long. And it's a commentary I put together for the television show last night. Most of what you hear me say in this Christmas commentary will not be new to you if you're a regular listener of this program, because it's, a topic that really is in every fiber of my being. So you get to hear it regularly. But that television audience, I'm not always there. I'm there once in a while. I get invited to be on the panel or guest host. And so I use the opportunity to share some of that. And I would honestly like your opinion on it. So we'll do that coming up here shortly. We're brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Speaking of my Christmas commentary, I got a text from Kent Centrin. Kent is the president and CEO of PetroServe USA stores, and was very complimentary of the Christmas commentary and said, I was very proud to have my ad on that show. So that's my kind of place to fill up. And they do help America fuel better day in and day out. You can get some last-minute Christmas gifts there. They have lots of bison apparel, and honestly, every time I go in there, I'm like, should I get that? Should I some kind of, gizmo for the cell phone, the latest battery charger, the latest cord, the latest plug-in, a lot of little gizmos there. A little, every once in a while, there's some artwork or something. There's just fun little things there always. And great deals, like the 4 for $4 deal all day, every day. It's the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza. You get 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink, 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. So it's a good deal. Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1 for the rest of the month. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, 2 for $11. They got the freezers right when you walk in the door there, so you can't miss it. And the Turtle Minis, great stocking stuffers for $2.49 at PetroServe USA. Coming up on the program today, we're going to chat with Lynn Helms next hour, North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, to give a year-end review. Looking forward to that. Phil Parker, Todd, thought maybe that was a year-end review of... Todd's off today, isn't he? I knew that, too. Todd took off for the cities. I'm talking to Todd, and he's not even on the other end of the microphone. Did you know that, Manny? You probably you got the memo. You paid attention to the memo. I got the memo.
I think he mentioned it earlier in the week off the air that he was going to be heading down this way to the Twin Cities. So
there you go. You'd be looking out for him now. Manny's down. I don't know if most folks know this, but Todd is always in Bismarck at 550 KFIRE. So when he's there, he's always there. I'm everywhere. I'm just wherever, you know, the business of Flag Family Media takes me. And that's often somewhere out, you know, throughout North Dakota. Coming up in the new year, it'll be a lot in Bismarck with the legislative session, but I'm just wherever. Today I'm in Fargo, but just wherever. And then Rev is usually always in Fargo. He's like the Todd of Fargo, so he's just always behind there. So Rev is producing today and Manny's engineering. So you can call us at 855-200-1776, toll-free telephone number, if you want to weigh in here. 855-200-1776 is our 24-7 line. When you call that, you press 1 to leave a message. You press 2 to chat with us live on the air. You can text me today, since Todd is gone. It's 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Okay? You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Today, the whole hour is open. The first hour, just tell me what's on your mind, other than my Christmas commentary, which I want your reaction to. And then tomorrow we're wide open, too. So we'll just do a little Christmas cheer. You know, I was thinking we should do some Christmas greetings tomorrow. You know, people that you want to give a shout-out to that you haven't had a chance to. It can be somebody you know, somebody you don't know. I mean, just a little Christmas cheer. You share a Christmas story, whatever. We're just going to, you know, have some fun tomorrow on the program, okay? Barring any breaking news, and the weather is something we're watching very closely, but it's still like yesterday in our conversation with J.P. Martin is tracking as though this is going to be a Christmas Day into Monday situation. So that remains and just depend on when you get it, how much snow. You know, we're all going to get some snow. How much snow? And when you get the worst of it, Sunday into Monday is the big question. So a lot of that hasn't changed. But yesterday we had some bad roads out there. Appreciate hearing from listeners, so we make sure we keep everybody informed on that front, too. So text us with anything we need to know weather-wise, 701-367-2054. Anything on the road conditions being affected by the weather, we want to know so we can pass it along to other motorists. 701-367-2054 to do that. So anyway, Lynn Helms will be here for a year-end review. Phil Parker thought we should give, that meant Lynn Helms was going to give us a year-end review. You know, like he would, it'd be like our report card from Lynn. How are we doing here on What's on Your Mind? That's what Phil thought. And I'm okay with that. But we'll also find out where we've been and where we're going on oil and gas production in North Dakota. Ed Schaefer will be here. Ed is the former governor of North Dakota. I don't think I need to tell you that. He's also a former member of George W. Bush's cabinet. He was his agriculture secretary. And Senator Heidi Heitkamp is in the running for Donald Trump's secretary of agriculture. What does Ed think of that? What kind of skill sets do you need to be a secretary of agriculture? Does she have them? All of that on the program. So that's the plan on today's show. All right, so just give us a ring and let us know what you think today on the program on any and all topics. One follow-up from yesterday. I could always do about 10 follow-ups from the previous day's program, but you heard a number of callers express some concern that there was an effort to heal, mend, increase the conversation between the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and government leaders. And specifically, there was some criticism of Governor Burgum saying, why all there? What about us? Talk to us. Come visit with us. I mentioned this with Congressman Kramer. He said, look, they're right to be concerned. They've been put through a heck of an ordeal, and, you know, there's no reason the conversation shouldn't start with them as well. But because Governor Burgum is trying to engage the tribe and get them to commit to keeping their word on some things, that's better for everybody. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea that energy go towards a dialogue and a new, fresh start on an understanding of how are you going to operate? Reset on the trust. And at the appropriate time, that could be communicated to residents and neighbors. Anyway, Congressman Cramer said, you should do another one of your talk radio town halls. Just do it and invite us all. We'll come. So I did call, and after the program, talked with Doug Hilly from the Morton County Farm Bureau, who helped us organize the last town hall we did down at St. Anthony, and said, you know, based on the call, sounds like we need another one. He said, I was listening, and I'm glad you're going to come. And we're floating a couple of ideas. His point, it ought to happen sooner rather than later. You know, obviously not before Christmas, but before the New Year holiday, because January's pretty busy for a lot of ranchers heading to cattle sales. So we're just going to get a couple of dates on the table. Congressman Cramer's given us a couple. I'm working on a couple. And we will invite everybody. We'll invite Governor Burgum. We'll invite, you know, Senators Hoeven and Heitkamp. And Sheriff Kirkmeyer, obviously, you know, was there last time and was, I think, very helpful. So we'll do that. We're working on it. Just want to let you know. You have been heard. Appreciate it. And we're on it. Okay? So what's on your mind? Answer that question when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody, I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Carrel, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers at all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them, I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store, tell them Scott sent you.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit my sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørn Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Listen to this, man, they're packing it in.
Yeah. A lot going on.
That's the story of the world. One of your favorite Christmas songs on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Texter says, a little birdie told me that Heidi Heitkamp will be visiting the Pro Dapple site on Thursday. I don't know what the Pro Dapple site is. Dapple is, of course, the acronym for the Dakota Access Pipeline. But when you say the Pro Dapple site, what is that, law enforcement? Is that Dakota? I don't know what that means. But thank you for the tip from the little birdie. We always enjoy little birdie's tips here on the program. We definitely do. There is a bridge inspection that is going on down there. They have live cams showing up of this where there you can actually watch the inspection going on. And I think that's in the spirit of full disclosure, making sure everybody is seeing everything they need to see. So that is that's going on down there today as well. Next bumper song, let's do one by the Post-Traumatic Funk Syndrome. Where do they come up with these names for these groups, for crying out loud? Trans-Siberian Orchestra and the Post-Traumatic Funk Syndrome. And they are performing tonight at the Sanctuary Event Center in Fargo. It's 8 o'clock show. I guess it's sold out. So don't rush to get tickets. But they're good. I've heard them before. So we'll find something from them. Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas or something. Anyway, one of our fine listeners reminded us that Post-Traumatic Funk does nice work. So there you go. We're on it. Let's see here. Lots of texts rolling in, and calls welcome at 800-228-0550. By the way, did you see Kellyanne Conway has been selected for the counselor position in the White House. That's a top job. Karl Rove was a counselor to the president, you may remember. Karen Hughes was a counselor to the president. I'm taking names that I remember. I guess I don't remember the counselors necessarily. Axelrod probably would have been a counselor for Obama, but I'm thinking of the Republican ones. Karl Rove, well-known. Name Karen Hughes early on in the administration. Dan Bartlett was another one that was there right to the end for President Bush. They were counselors. A counselor usually means, you know, you're kind of a you're all in. You're there and you're used in many different places. So anyway, that was news today. I like Kellyanne Conway. I think she did a great job at helping the Trump team focus, you know, at a key time in the campaign, and she's wicked smart, has been in politics a long time. Nobody, you know, questions her conservative credentials, and there was some thought that she was going to not join the team formally, but stay in some role in D.C., set up shop, and to actually be in is really good. All right, couple of texts. Are you going to cover anything on the Dapple protest today? Well, what Dapple protest? What Dapple protest are we talking about? I don't know of any that is happening. I would imagine they're watching closely anything down along the bridge, but tell me what I need to know. We'll cover it. 800-228-0550. Another says, if Standing Rock is interested in rebuilding relationships, they should not sue our fine law enforcement. Couldn't agree anymore. Could not agree anymore. That's what I'm talking about, and that's where I think the governor's role is best served. You know, to good example. They wanted the bridge inspected, and they want to move down a path towards getting it reopened. All right? Why is it shut down? Well, it's shut down because of an illegal protest and activity that if you or I did it would put us in jail to take a truck, light it on fire, cause damage to a bridge, we'd be in jail. There'd be liability. So, I mean, I like the idea of a governor getting somebody at the table saying, look, okay, we're going to start inspecting the bridge. We're going to move down the path. But one, you're going to pay for it. And two, you're not going to sue law enforcement. You want to rebuild the relationship, don't sue law enforcement over protecting innocent people from what you were trying to do. So that's a good role for the governor. You know, I really think it is. Meaning, I know some of you want him to go to the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and say, hey, let's get along, and then come and meet with the neighbors and say, I'm sorry, this is a bad deal, and let me hear your concerns. But I think if he shows them there's a new sheriff in town and gets some agreements, there'll be a time to have more communication and additional communication with neighbors. As I said on the air, We're talking about someone that's been on the job a week, literally a week today. So let's be a little bit patient there, I think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Tim Dickinson, what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Yes, tax dollars for North Dakota. Did you know when people go to jail in North Dakota, when they get out, they get free health care for 1 year, food stamps for a couple months, and any other project, they can get free handouts? I think that's where some of the money should be cut.
To answer your question, no, I didn't know that. But I would like to know the logic behind that a little bit. I assume there is something to an off-ramp, a transition, if you will, that says let's get them back so they're productive members of society rather than right back in jail.
Well, let's put it this way. It was a friend of an ex-friend of mine. He went to jail for 8.5 years. He was supposed to be in there for 10, and he talked my mother to stay with us. And he told me he gets free health care for 1 year, welfare, food stamps for 3 months. But he got caught doing stuff he wasn't supposed to, so he had to go back to jail. So he's getting free health care, eye exam, but he don't have, he has to pay for his own glasses, but he gets dental, all this. And he didn't have to do any community service after 8 years of jail. Let's make him do some community services. They're going to be in jail for 7 years or 5 years, and I'm paying for them in jail, and they don't get free health care. I've got to pay for all my stuff.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I also hear you after the fact. There ought to be some, if there is that benefit, which I could see some merit in, honestly, in trying to transition them into being a productive member of society and not, boom, you got to have enough money instantly to be able to do health care and food and all those things. On the other hand, what do we get for it? Yeah, you're right. There ought to be some level of community service, public service that ties along with it. That makes perfect sense for sure.
Well, he was supposed to go to like a halfway house, and he said he was going to be there for 30 days. Why should I go look for a job? Because I will get out in 30 days, and I will go do nothing. And that's not right either.
No, that sounds like
me.
8 years didn't work. I hear you. And you say those are tax dollars, state tax dollars? That's a state program, you know?
State program. He was in the state of North Dakota in Jamestown, and then he went to the state then to finish his time.
All right. We'll look into that.
I don't know who can. What's that?
I said we'll do a little digging into that, find out what that costs.
Thank you very much, sir. And you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Same to you, Tim. Thanks for calling.
And
Tim,
I hope Donald Trump does good for the country.
That's right.
Thank you, sir. Okay,
you
bye-bye.
Bet. Thank you. More of your calls, your questions, your comments on anything, on What's On Your Mind, straight ahead. 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Lot going on. You know why I like Josh Groban now? Just that kind of quiet, peaceful, Oh Holy Night thing, you know? Post-traumatic punk syndrome there. Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. My Christmas commentary, and I'd like your feedback on it in a minute here, so stick around for that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Have you bought one yet for the Christmas season? Come on! You can't even believe how good this deal is. It's not one pillow, it's not two, it's not three, it's four pillows! You know, it's just incredible. It really, really is. Julia told us, she said, I'm so in love with my pillow. I used to have trouble sleeping, so I bought a new bed, which is awesome, but it was very expensive, and I slept a little bit better, but then I got my two My Pillows, and now I don't want to get out of bed. Thank you, My Pillow. You are the best, says Julia. Thank you, Julia. And all you need to do, folks, is to phone them up or go online. Use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call them 800-228-0550 and say, I got to have that Scott special. And here it is. Hope you're sitting down. Four-pack special, $99.98, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, an average savings of $179. How about that? It's a good deal. 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. 60-night money-back guarantee normally on this. Now they've extended it through March. Plus you get the 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. Will not go flat. Stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. MyPillow, it's the best. Texter says wildlife, deer, are having a hard time right now moving into feed in the feed areas for livestock. Game and Fish is helping ranchers with this in several different ways to help mitigate damage to hay and feed. You should have Terry Steinwald on soon to talk about it. Will do. There's a good leader there, Game and Fish. Duly noted, thank you. Always welcome guest suggestions and also tips on what's happening. If you're noting the same problem, let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or text me at 701-367-2054 today. Off air call that came in during the break. Go ahead and roll that.
Good morning, Scott. Happened to catch you on 630 Point of View last night, and I just wanted to thank you for your monologue on the Christmas story and what if Mary had said no, and then you took that to the Right to Life cause, and I, like you, have wondered of the 50-plus million who we threw in the garbage. Merry Christmas, Scott. Merry Christmas, Todd.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate the greetings and what the caller's talking about is my Christmas commentary that I mentioned earlier. I'd share it with you. I'm going to do that now. I'd like your feedback on it. And he gave you a little bit of how I was going with this, but I don't know if it's correct to connect these dots or not. I'm not trying to be cute. I'm not trying to I'm trying to make you think, I guess. It made me think to ponder this, but one question we can start with is, how does the Christmas story connect to your life? And my wish is that you think a little differently about one of the most polarizing issues this country's ever dealt with. And Christmas a few days away, good time to share some commentary and think about a few what-ifs that I'm wondering about from the Christmas story. For instance, what if Mary's answer was different? Now, I'll just give you a quick refresher on the story you probably remember way back to Sunday school about when we heard the story of God sending an angel, Gabriel, to Nazareth, this town in Galilee, to this young girl, a virgin, pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. Her name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." That's the story of Christmas. That's how it all started. But put yourself in Mary's shoes. Imagine Mary hearing those words and pondering what was being asked of her. So how did she answer? Amazingly, she said, "Let it be done to me according to thy will." In other words, Mary said yes. The Christmas story that we are right now in the hustle and bustle, get some presents, get the tree up, get the lights up, who's going where? We're in that kind of mode right now, right? All to celebrate Christmas. Christmas. That Christmas. The reason for the season. The story that is what we celebrate begins with Mary. Just like all of us, a mother brings us into this world. A mother and a father say yes. Create a child. A child is born, nurtured, raised, and free to do great things. But only if yes is the answer. What if Mary had said no? How would your world be different? How would this world be different if Mary had said no? There would not be a Christmas story. I believe it's impossible to overstate the significance of her yes and how that changed the world. And that yes from Mary was not without enormous angst, great peril. She faced the possibility of death by stoning. She had to convince Joseph, the man she planned to marry, that she had not been unfaithful. Jesus was born in a stable, immense poverty, and immediately kings wanted him dead. Shortly after he was born, Mary and Joseph had to flee to Egypt with the baby Jesus. No easy trip, a very slow and difficult journey by donkey. And then, of course, just 30 years into his life, Mary has to watch as Jesus is crucified, died, and buried, only to rise again. But we'll save the Easter story for another time. My point is this. As we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ, and all it brought to the world, a Savior, we should also imagine a world without the gift of a Savior. Meaning, if Mary had said no. And you can think of it this way. What if your mother had said no instead of yes? Think how many lives you've touched. Think of the good you've done. Not to mention, what will your children do and their children and your great-great-great-grandchildren do? Saying yes to life is a gift that changes the world. Want more examples? Albert Einstein had a mom. What if she said no? How about the Wright brothers? Thomas Edison. Henry Ford. Steve Jobs. What if their moms had said no? I kind of like my iPhone. and my Ford, and airplanes that fly me to the inaugural in a couple of weeks, and the March for Life, and, you know, how about this? What if the mother of the genius that will cure cancer one day says yes instead of no, and we have a world without that awful disease? Yes. That's the power of the answer, yes. So you're getting this now, what the previous caller hinted at. You figured out that this commentary is as much about what I promised, a Christmas commentary, a Christmas story, as it is about your decision for life, your story, your life, and the decision for life every mother can make. The what-ifs I'm pondering here are designed to prompt a conversation, to get us to think about a debate in this country that quickly turns a conversation into a fight, faster than anything. Try it sometime. I don't seek that. I don't suggest that for you. I just want you to think about a way to change the conversation. I hope you'll think about a way we can all focus on the burdens and challenges that come from an unplanned pregnancy. It was unplanned for Mary. She didn't know that Gabriel was going to ask that. It's unplanned for teen mothers and others as well, and it's not easy. It's not simple. Those are challenges for a mom, for a mother, just like Mary. And recognize those. And all of us can do more to support the life-changing work that so many folks do on this front. We have amongst us, and I hope you remember them at year end when you're thinking, hey, I need to make a donation or two and do some good. Pregnancy help centers that provide so much help. First Choice Clinic is one. Perry Center is another. St. Gianna's Maternity Home, wonderful work up in Warsaw. I mean, the facilities are in Park River to Williston and everywhere in between. And countless adoption options available as well. President Barack Obama once defended his support of abortion by callously saying that he didn't want his daughters to be punished with a baby. His words. I don't believe a baby is ever punishment. I believe it's a gift from God. And I believe from the moment of conception, there's a plan for that child. Cure cancer, Model T, fly a plane, iPhone, you name it. Do great things. But the burdens from that beginning can require help from others. The resources are available. Help is here. Let's tackle the challenges head on. Mary and Joseph did that. Every parent can do that as well. Mothers and fathers, say yes. It has endless possibilities to change the world. That's my Christmas story. So, Merry Christmas to you and yours. And I have this posted on Facebook from the actual commentary on television last night. And there and here and everywhere, I welcome a conversation about how to have this conversation without ending up where it so often ends up. Woman's right to choose, or, you know, some of these things are, oh, yeah, easy for some man to say what the, you know, the story should be. And just say, you know, let's talk about it. Why does it happen? How does it happen? I think of 10 ideas, a year. And I wonder if we did this, it would make a difference. You know, I remember in the shower one time I came on and said, life scholarships, dear. That's what it is. You're like, what are you talking about? I'm saying, how many abortions happen because a mom or a dad are worried about money? They don't have enough money. It's going to, you know, it's going to mess everything up. They're going to be like, what if you had the ability to say, don't go in there, and here's a scholarship, half of it right now, half of it, the day that child graduates from school, and you had life scholarships and help in that way. You know, just whatever kind of idea in your own little way. 40 Days for Life is another wonderful, wonderful effort. So there's a great ways to help. So I appreciate it. Toby in Bismarck has a comment for me. Hey, Toby, what do you got?
Hey, Merry Christmas, Scott.
Merry Christmas to you.
Very refreshing to hear those comments that you said. There's not too many people with radio talk shows in our state or our country that would say the things that you do, so I applaud you for it.
I appreciate that. Save the rest of the comment for the other side of the break. Hold tight. Don't go anywhere, Toby. We'll talk after the break. 800-228-0550 to weigh in. Text 701-367-2054.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. One of the biggest obstacles to implementing a successful safety program is cost. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing affordable safety and leadership training available at the NDSC's 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference.
3 days of training, 95-plus courses, and what you're looking at is if you're a member of the North Dakota Safety Council, if you get our early bird discount, and if you are a workforce safety and insurance member, you can combine for 60% savings, I mean, where you can get 3 days of safety training for just $330. The level of training, the quality training that's being offered at this conference, in our opinion, second to none. It's not just local training, which is really good. It's regional. It's national people who come in and put on these courses.
The NDSC Safety and Health Conference is February 20th through 23rd in Bismarck. To learn more about great discounts and the diverse course lineup, go to www.ndsc.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The phones at 800-228-0550. So, Toby in Bismarck was sharing some comments about my Christmas commentary, and thank you for the kind words about not hearing that on a talk show often. I'm, I guess Glad you're here to hear it. That's for sure.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to make a comment. You know, you mentioned about how, you know, people who have, you know, what would have happened, you know, what would happen if they would have said no to Thomas Edison and all the great inventors and leaders we've had. But the other side of that is I've experienced some of the side of a woman who did say no. And I've seen that in 3 or 4 different times throughout my life. And 10, 20, 30 years later, the pain that I see in the eyes of that person is, it's real and it's lasting. And I think people need to understand that, because we always hear that it's a choice, and we need to let them make their own choice. But it's an ugly industry, and it's never a very well informed choice. And I've yet to find somebody who's said no that said, "Wow, that was a great choice." I've yet to find that.
Very, very good point on your part. I've seen some panels of women. That speak out, who've gone through it, and they just talk about the enormous amount of pain and guilt and the psychological damage, and usually addictions follow. And I mean, so the industry wants the cash, right? So this is fine. Do what you want. You know, it's easy. It's no problem.
Right.
They don't give you any of the stuff on the other side. And there are real medical health things that are physical. But in addition to that, a lot of psychological. And you're right. And for anybody in that spot that is now there, you just want to get them help. And there are a lot of resources there. There's a thing called Rachel's Vineyard that's really, really good. You know, they have retreat weekends. And, you know, the main thing is they need mercy from everybody to wrap them with love and say, "We want to help," you know, because the fact that it happened, it happened. I've done a million things I wish I hadn't done, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we've all been in that spot.
Just remember to pray for all those women this Christmas, because they're wonderful people, but they're suffering, you know, from their decision. But it's not the end of the world. They can, you know, everybody can be forgiven. But you just want people to know, when you're faced with that choice, look at it, take some time to think about it and study it and find out what other people who made that choice are feeling. And I can guarantee it, it's not pretty. So,
good point, Toby. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's a good comment.
Right.
Thanks. I call again. Merry Christmas to you, and you're absolutely right. Healing's available for those women you talk about. There's a lot of resources out there. Dave in Lakota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. Enjoy, like Toby said, you're just an outstanding host to be able to come up with this topic, and I think it's a very valid topic, and it's definitely stands for the station, faith, freedom, so forth, definitely that. My wife and I aren't even close to 60 years of age, and we have been blessed, and I say blessed, with 9 grandchildren. 3 of the 9 have been planned. The other 6 just came into our lives because that's what God had designed in our lives. And I'll tell you what, the very first time that we experienced that, my wife's comment, and she's an angel, she said, "This unborn child is family. That's our grandchild." And, you know, we have helped our children. And I think that's the key, is it's a family issue. And we have helped our children. Our oldest daughter is a single mom of 2, and she and her significant other are working their butts off. She is on the dean's list as a nursing student about to graduate. So, you know, things happen in life. But I'll tell you what, Scott, you know, those are God's children from the moment of conception. Those aren't our children. They're God's children. And our responsibility is to raise them. And, yeah, we all make mistakes, but we make mistakes because we're human. And I think the family has to not necessarily embrace the activities that led to the conception, but embrace the fact that that is your child who is now involved in a situation that they probably did not plan for. And as a parent, and future grandparents, rally around the fact that this is a great opportunity to teach your children what it is to be a loving parent and continue even when they are young adults. And I think that that is very, very important. The issue of abortion really did not come up. You know, it's just something that you see these grandkids crawling around and running around and so forth. I praise God every day, because without them, life is not the same. blessing. I mean, life is so much different when you're a grandparent. It's such a blessing.
Absolutely. Look at those precious little children and say, what if? You know, that's exactly right. And well said, Dave. Appreciate the call. Thanks so much. I'm going to squeeze in another here. Paul in Fargo, you're up. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
Good.
I like to go a little different scenario. Why don't we take all the money that we're spending on abortions, put it in the school system, and teach people how to love one another before they start thinking that having sex is love?
There's a lot to be said for that. There is a wonderful bit of work done by St. John Paul called The Theology of the Body. That was a work of his life, really, started even before he was a pontiff. His great instruction on that. It's used a lot in Catholic schools, but that teaching definitely could be taught many places. Good point, Paul.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We've talked a lot about the hot spring spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that you don't, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you worked too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.